Greetings and welcome to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts, Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff at the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, Pastor Director of the Catholic Community. It is the fourth Sunday of Easter. We hope you enjoy.
It happens often enough, maybe it's happened to you in the last week, that somebody all of a sudden need you for something. And they need you to listen, or they need you to do a thing, or whatever, at a time when you were already occupied. And you say, not just yet, or not now, I can't. What would you do if you're trying to get somebody's attention and you need it right now? No takers. Surely you've tried this. Won't you please? It's really important. It's really important. I don't mean to bother you. It's important. Just that word, important, can stop most of us. And when we're closed to the interaction that you want to initiate, if you tell me, but Father Nathan, it's really important, I can go from closed to open really quickly. There's a couple of words that I want to invite you and the Holy Spirit inside of you to play around with, not just during the time that I'm preaching, but the rest of the liturgy and maybe the rest of the week. One of the words is important, and another one is gate. Both of them play in this gospel here. Don't you really want your life to accomplish something important? Or did you give up on that long ago? I hope you haven't. I don't mean necessarily climbing the corporate ladder or keeping up with or surpassing the Joneses, but doing something lasting. None of us really want to just toil away at tedium, doing tasks that nobody thinks are important, even if you're paid well to do them. I think all of us have a hunger inside to make some kind of lasting mark, to do something that matters, something that perhaps changed the life of other people for the better. I've been at Stanford now nearly 5 years, and one of the most inspiring things about being around here is there's a lot of people who are not here just to make big salaries and impressive careers, but who want to do something important. And I get to interact with many of them in my role here. And because I'm a priest, and the conversations that I'm in a lot of the time have to do with more than just this plane, this lifetime. Because there are a lot of us who believe this isn't all there is, and that we're eternal already. Those of you that are having a child baptized today, there's an opening, a gateway. Baptism is an initiation sacrament. It's just the start. And you open possibilities to your child by saying, won't you please, Lord, live inside my child? Won't you indwell, inhabit my little boy, my little girl? I was playing around with the idea of important. You know how I am with words. When I go to prepare a homily, I just sit there and think of words, and I roll them around in my head, or I invite the Holy Spirit to kind of ping-pong them around in my head. Now, help me. Why did you choose these words or these ideas? Jesus had such a huge message to communicate to his people. Most of them didn't know how to read, but they knew how to be loved, and so he went out and loved them. But as with any relationship, when we begin to grow deeper and take deeper steps into a relationship, the way that it keeps opening to the next level is we disclose more, we tell more, we ask more, we want to learn more. We're in the 10th chapter of John, right in the middle of his gospel today, and Jesus is trying to explain to people something essential about who he is and what he wants them to be. So he seizes on the idea of a shepherd, and he starts talking about sheep coming in and going out, and they hear my voice, and they don't know the voice of a stranger and all that. He thinks he's really hit upon something clever. They know shepherds. I'm going to teach them about how I'm a shepherd. Problem is, when he's finished talking, it says they didn't understand him. Have you been there before? You can be the Son of God and still not be understood. So he says, okay, let's look at this another way. Instead of being the shepherd, what about if I'm the sheep gate? Because the shepherd would take the sheep out to where there was sufficient grass for them to graze on. And then at the end of the day, if they were near enough, they would bring them back to a pen where they could be kept safe from any kind of prowling animals that might try to attack them. So they were kept safe, but they had to come in and go out. So he says, think of me as this gate. I'm like a gate. Remember, we've been baptized into Christ. And one of the characteristics of being baptized into Christ is we're not just invited to follow Christ or even to imitate Christ. Are you listening to me? It's important. This is important. We're not just invited to follow Christ or to imitate Christ. We're invited to become altar Christi. We're invited to become other Christs. That's what these little ones are going to be baptized in today, and that's why we need godparents standing over the parents. There needs to be a team to effect this, because they're called to something hugely exalted, to become other Christs, other anointed ones that go out to spread good news. So when Jesus says, think of me as the gate, he's also saying, I want you to think of yourself as other gates. You too can live in a way that's closed or open. I wish you'd be open. I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. I'll see that you're fed. I'll see that you're protected. But I want you to be open. I was thinking about important, and I started letting that word run around in my head, and I thought, important. I wonder if it's related to import. Sure enough, it is. Import. Important. They're the same word. The idea is, my dad worked at ports. He was a harbor pilot. He brought ships in and out all the time. When I got my driver's license, I had to know how to get through the gates in the middle of the night at all the weird parts of the refineries and all the docks all over Southeast Texas. I knew all the ports. Ports are just great big puertas, doors. They're the country's door when we want to import cars from Japan or import anything from anywhere. Most everything Chinese. If we didn't have a big door to import things that we think are important, well, then they would just stay out. Jesus has something to say to you that's important. The most important thing to him is you, my dear, and you, sir. You're more important than anything that comes in and out of the door. It's just you. You're loved beyond all telling. Some of you know that, and in fact, you've seen your lovemaking produce another being that looks like you a little bit and looks like him a little bit. This miracle of new life. Well, the Lord invites us to do something important, and I don't think there could be anything more important, I don't think, than helping people know him. That's why I chose this, or why I said yes to the invitation to this. Because I thought, of all the things that I could be, and I was taught that I could be anything. I had those kind of parents that I hope you'll be, that instills in your kid the idea that there's nothing they can't be. They can be anything they want. Well, I took that seriously, and I started saying to the Lord, well, Lord, what does your world need one more of? I could be anything. In fact, what does it need one more of? And I kept saying these prayers that sounded like, take me, I'm yours. I'll do anything for you. Just don't make me be a priest. I prayed that prayer for about 3 years. Take me, I'm yours. I'll do anything for you. You know how much I love you. Just don't make me be a priest. I wonder if there's anything in you that sounds anything at all like that. There might be. Is there a voice in you that the gate's almost completely wide open, but not that. Not there. Well, maybe there's a time when even there you might be able to say, okay, I give up. If you want, I'd even do that. I'd even be that. I'd even try that. It's important that we allow the Lord to speak to us. It's important that we take him seriously when he says, look at me, I'm kind of like a gate. I think at our best, we're kind of like a gate. It's best if we're not our own gatekeepers, though. If we kind of say to the Holy Spirit, yes, let's you and I work on this together, and I'll even give you the controls. Go ahead. You know. There's just no knowing where the adventure of being beloved of God and signing up to follow. There's no knowing ahead of time what you're going to become. But if you and I really are altar priesty, other Christs, I think today the gospel says, it's not that hard. Think of it this way. I just want you to be like a gate, something that swings open, that can close in order to protect my beloved, but opens wide to draw in all those who don't know yet that they're my beloved, but who might find out if you, my beloved, would love them all.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.